to all in Jesus' name this morning. Do rejoice in this day and for the opportunity to look into His Word, as Brother Mo shared, and appreciate so much what Brother Mo shared. A lot of the thoughts that he shared were somewhat down the same line. What the Lord has been working in my heart. I was just very blessed with the hymn that we sung this morning. It'd be hymn number 114. I just considering Isaac Watts' thoughts here, as I may read some of this here. Before Jehovah's awful throne, ye nations bow with sacred joy. Know that the Lord is God alone, and He can create and He destroy. His sovereign power without our aid made us of clay and formed us men. And when, like wandering sheep, we strayed, He brought us to our fold, to His fold again. When we are His people, we His care, our souls and all our mortal frame. What lasting honors shall we rear, Almighty Maker, to thy name? We'll crowd thy gates with thankful songs, high as the heavens our voices raise, and earth with her 10,000 tongues shall fill thy courts with sounding praise. Wide as the world is thy command, vast eternity thy love. Firm as a rock thy truth must stand when rolling years shall cease to move. The stanza there that really stood out to me is the second stanza. His sovereign power without our aid made us of clay and formed us men. And when, like wandering sheep, we strayed, He brought us to our fold again. And also the third one there, we are His people, we His care, our souls and all our mortal frame. We are in His care with our souls and our mortal frame and everything in our lives. We are in His care this morning. We are very thankful and blessed for that. He blesses us far beyond what we can comprehend and what we deserve. And our life is truly borrowed from Him this morning. And so we rejoice in His love and care. We as a family been very blessed with as most of you know, the birth of our son here 2 weeks ago, Zachary. And we do rejoice with the birth of another son, and we again are very blessed with His goodness to us, and Linda and Zachary are both doing well. We're thankful for that. And God continues to bring the healing and the increase. And we're very grateful for His goodness. Brother Mose, I thank you for the prayer this morning. And we may open up in the book of Ephesians here, Ephesians 1. There's some verses here towards the end of this chapter here that I was wanting to focus on, but this is just such a beautiful chapter. I hate to jump in here, so I may try to read through here in a somewhat quickly manner. Paul, an apostle of Jesus Christ, by the will of God, to the saints which are at Ephesus, and to the faithful in Christ Jesus. Grace be to you and peace from God our Father and from the Lord Jesus Christ. Blessed be the God and Father of our Lord Jesus Christ, who hath blessed us with all spiritual blessings in heavenly places. Heavenly places in Christ, according as He hath chosen us in Him before the foundation of the world, that we should be holy and without blame before Him in love, having predestinated us unto the adoption of of children by Jesus Christ to himself, according to the good pleasure of his will, to the praise of the glory of his grace, wherein he hath made us accepted in the Beloved, in whom we have redemption through his blood, the forgiveness of sins, according to the riches of his grace, wherein he hath abounded toward us in all wisdom and prudence, having made known unto us the mystery of his will, according to his good pleasure, with which he hath purposed in himself, that in the dispensation of the fullness of times he might gather together in all things in Christ, both which are in heaven and which are on earth, in whom also we have obtained an inheritance, being predestinated according to the purpose of him who worketh all things after the counsel of his own will, that we should be to the praise of his glory, who first trusted in Christ, in whom ye also trusted, after that ye heard the word of truth, the gospel of your salvation, in whom also, after that ye believed, ye were sealed with the Holy Spirit of promise, which is the earnest of our inheritance unto the redemption of the purchased possession, unto the praise of his glory. Wherefore I also, after I heard of your faith in the Lord Jesus, and love unto all the saints, cease not to give thanks for you, making mention of you in my prayers, that the God of our Lord Jesus Christ, the Father of glory, may give unto you the spirit of wisdom and revelation in the knowledge of him, the eyes of your understanding being enlightened, that ye may know what is the hope of his calling, and what the riches of the glory of his inheritance in the saints, and what is the exceeding greatness of his power to usward who believe, according to the working of his mighty power, which he wrought in Christ when he raised him from the dead and set him at his own right hand in the heavenly places, far above all principality and power and might and dominion and every name that is named, not only in this world, but also in that which is to come, and hath put all things under his feet and gave him to be the head over all things to the church, which is his body, the fullness of him that filleth all in all. If I would put a title to the few thoughts I have this morning, it would be God's ways are perfect. And as I read through this chapter here, there was some blessings that Paul wished on the church at Ephesus, and I just had to think of all you brothers and sisters and your families, and I do wish these blessings upon you all this morning, that the grace of God be with you and the peace from God our Father and from the Lord Jesus Christ. Blessed be the God and Father of our Lord Jesus Christ, who hath blessed us with all spiritual blessings in heavenly places in Christ. Isn't that our testimony this morning, that he has truly blessed us with many spiritual and physical blessings this morning, and we are very grateful for that. Jump down to verse 11, in whom also we have obtained an inheritance, being predestined according to the purpose of him who worketh all things after the counsel of his own will, that we should be to the praise of his glory who first trusted in Christ. As we go through life and we are faced with some challenges or trials, and we have a way that we think it should work out, and we continue to seek the Lord about this and pray about it, and maybe it doesn't work out quite like we would like it to. The joy in knowing that God works all things out after the counsel of his own will, that as we are in his care, that he knows far beyond what we know. And he directs our life according to our best interest in eternity. We tend to make decisions too many times with just in this perspective of in this world here below and today. But he directs our lives according to eternity. And so that's just kind of what's on my heart this morning. And because sometimes we get our will and our desires don't quite line up with God's will. And so may I endeavor to walk in a way to bring these together. And as Brother Moses said, to yield to what God is showing me. And when you consider the sovereignty of God, he is supreme in power, possessing supreme dominion as a sovereign prince. God is the sovereign ruler of the universe, supreme, superior to all others, chief. God is the sovereign of all who love and obey him. So if I believe that he is the supreme one, the one who has all authority, then that, and I trust in him, it makes, I trust all the difference. As verse 21 says, for above all principality and power, and might and dominion, and every name that is named, not only in this world, but also in that which is to come. And hath put all things under his feet, and gave him to be the head over all things, to be to the church. So all things are put under his feet. And he is the head over the church, and he has dominion overall. So, oh, the depth here in Romans 11. Oh, the depth of the riches, both of the wisdom and the knowledge of God. How unsearchable are his judgments and his ways past finding out. For who hath known the mind of the Lord, or who hath been his counselor, or who hath first given to him, and it shall be recompensed unto him again. For of him, and through him, and to him, are all things. To him be glory forever. Amen. Excuse me. So, what a privilege it is to have a Heavenly Father that truly cares about the deepest and most important thing in life, and that is the condition of our souls. You know, we truly care for our children also. The children that we have on our laps at home and around our tables. We truly care for them a lot. And we try to care for them in the way that God cares for us. But we need to remember that God, if things don't go like we would like them to, what is God wanting to show me? Maybe there's something better he has in mind that will be better for me in eternity. Psalm 18, 30-33, as for God, his way is perfect. The word of the Lord is tried. He is a buckler to all that trust in him. For who is God save the Lord? Who is a rock save our God? It is God that girdeth me with strength and maketh my way perfect. He maketh my feet like hinds' feet and setteth me upon my high places. So it is only God who who gives us the strength and the grace to yield to Him and trust in Him. Just as this verse says, and isn't this ever so true? It is God that girdeth me with strength and maketh my way perfect. It is not anything of myself, but it is completely, everything is God that giveth me strength. For my thoughts are not your thoughts, neither are your ways my ways, saith the Lord. For as the heavens are higher than the earth, so are my ways higher than your ways, and my thoughts than your thoughts. So at times, you know, we wonder why God allows certain things or brings certain things into your life. And I just had one of those situations here this past week with, I had a coworker that he didn't work there with us for very long, just a month or so. I never really talked to him a whole lot. But one afternoon, he came in to me and asked me, "Are you Reuben?" And then I said, "Yeah, that would be correct." And he was talking to me about some parts that he needed, some aluminum parts he needed for his boat that he was working on. And we went out there and looked at some of the material and talked a little bit, and then I told him I'll get him some prices in the morning, and lo and behold, I found out the next morning that he had passed away from, they would believe, a heart attack. And this is one aspect that's on my heart, is what was God wanting to do with giving me that opportunity to speak to this man right before he passed away. I know we can't condemn ourselves in any way, but just pondering on that, and considering, you know, a lot of those situations we're completely out of control. They're completely out of our hands, and it's only God that's working and giving us those opportunities. And so my heart is that these things, that I would take those opportunities, and that I would well up a greater worship in my heart towards God. As we endeavor to serve Him, I will sing unto the Lord as long as I live. I will sing praises to my God while I have my being. My meditation of Him shall be sweet. I'll be glad in the Lord. That's in Psalm 104. So I'm not my own, but I'm bought with a price. And so the need for me to, and just in having the strength to yield to God, we know it's from the Lord, and it's losing my train of thought here. on itself that gets in the way of seeing past, of not being bitter of things that come into my life. If it's maybe a physical ailment or things aren't going as well as we think we'd like them to be. When there's things like that that are completely out of our control, when maybe it's our sovereign, loving Father that has wanted to teach me something. So it is self that gets in the way of seeing these things, of looking past myself. So we, this morning, as we think of you all, we cease not to give thanks for you and making mention of you in our prayers. That the God of our Lord Jesus Christ, the Father of glory, may give you the spirit of wisdom and revelation and the knowledge of Him. That our eyes of understanding being enlightened, that you may know what is the hope of His calling and what the riches of the glory of His inheritance and the saints, and what is the exceeding greatness of His power to usward who believe, according to the working of His mighty power. So I pray that for each one this morning, that our eyes could continue to be enlightened, and that we would know and people would see that the power of God in our lives. So hopefully that you all were able to get something out of that. I trust and pray that it was a blessing. With that, I may just bow, and we again thank the Lord for this day. Lord, we do love you, Father. We want to worship you rightly, Lord. Thank you for thy goodness and thy mercies upon the children of men. Lord, we are but dust. And you have bowed low and breathed into life into us, oh God. Would you continue to breathe that life within us, Lord, that we would show forth thy glory and thy praise. As truly we could do nothing of ourselves, Lord, we are completely dependent upon you. And so, Father, we just exalt you and thank you for thy goodness to us, Lord. And Lord, we just pray for Brother Allen, Lord, as he comes, would you give him strength and grace and empower him, Lord, and continue to reveal your word to him and to us all, Lord, together as we look into your word here. Thank you, Lord, for your eternal word. Oh, God, may we treasure it and value it, Lord, for the manual for each one of our lives. Lord, we thank you for all the instruction in your word. May you have your way in our hearts and lives. We love you in Jesus' name. Amen.